So the campaign signs, they're everywhere, right? Like, which is more annoying? If you had to choose one, all the ads or all the signs?
Ads.
Yeah, I'd go with the ads too.
Yep.
But signs are quiet.
The signs are only really annoying when it gets windy and they're blowing around everywhere. So whose job is it to pick them up? I don't know. I assume it's the campaign, but
yeah, isn't it?
I would think, but you know, can you imagine, you know, Eric Brakey going out there walking up Franklin Arterial picking up all the signs, you know, cuz he didn't beat Angus King? I don't know. Is it the candidates or their team or
supporters? You know, you supported them then. Get your butts out there. And
Christina, what do you think?
It is the campaign's job.
It is.
Yes, they hire people to put them out.
And do they? But here's what I wonder. I mean, because I see people just putting them out. Do they have like a map, like, or like a list of, you know, there must be signs in random places where they didn't account for them. And if we see them, are we just allowed to pick them up and throw them away?
We can just pick them up.
You can?
Oh, well, that's good.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
I know, I'm very grateful for that, but okay. I haven't picked one up yet. But they're annoying. It's time to move on.
And the clusters of them, I mean, I wouldn't mind going over to, like, the strip on Franklin.
Yes.
Right? And just picking them all up and putting them in a, you know, get the some trash van there, you know?
Yes, right. Just park your car and throw them in your trunk.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe you want to, you know, do a sort of avant-garde new wallpapering.
Yeah. Election chic.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks, Christina.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Okay.
You too. Hey, Ryan, you saw people picking them up already?
Yeah, I live over in Gorham, and it was the weirdest thing. I've never seen anybody pick up political signs, but there was, like, a bus and a bunch of, like, elderly, I would guess, like, retiree volunteers, and they were just going up and down the road, getting all the political signs and taking them out.
It's Piper Shores lists it as a November activity.
Right before bingo.
Our physical activity today, we're going on a physical excursion.
Exactly. Get some exercise, you know, help the community.
It's a nice day out. Yeah.
Yeah, the win-win for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's funny. And it was all older folks? I wonder if it was a retirement home who, like, volunteers to do it.
Yeah, I mean, the bus looked like one of those, you know, sort of like mid-sized ones. That I didn't see, like, a name of what group it was. But, yeah, there are a couple of them all up and down the street.
Wow, how about that?
Everyone's pitching in.
It's the Get Off My Lawn Club.
Get that sign off my lawn club.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
That's funny, right? Couldn't you see them being like, okay, coming up today at 2 p.m., we're going to go pick up political signs. And then at 5 p.m., bridge, followed by bingo at 6. Right? Come on, everybody, let's go. Gotta go pick those signs up. And how about the big ones? Like the big wooden ones, you know?
Like,
you can't just
Ben
toss
Chipman
those.
Or someone has those big wooden ones.
Yeah, and there's a big moody one on Franklin, yeah. All
surprised
right.
Well, not playing signs everywhere a sign.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man.
How did I miss that?
One.
That was a perfect opportunity.
Right. I don't know who sang
it,
but
your
it was the Five Man Electrical Band, I think.
Who?
Wow. How do you know that?
Because it's written right here.
Oh.
There it is.
Signs, signs, everywhere signs. And Piper Shores buses. There we go. All right. Good pick on that one, Todd.